everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of season 7. If you've just joined, I'm Robin of Out of Tired Witch Everywhere, and I'm joined by the beautiful, ethereal, goddess, queen devil herself, Magic with Maria, everywhere.
Yeah. For our non-YouTube watchers, I am wearing devil ears because...
She's looking very evil today. Not? I love it.
I am.
Do you feel evil?
I do.
Good.
Yeah.
That's your right as
a
woman.
You know that song, I Want to Be Evil? Because that song is a bop. I love that song. Eartha Kitt is amazing.
She is amazing. You guys, is there enough commotion for Eartha Kitt? I don't know.
No, there is not. Lady should have been named a saint. But anyways.
Oh my God.
So this weekend, don't forget to join us on May 30th for Michael Cardenas's class. And he's from the old ways, and his class is on Offerings 101.
So yeah, it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. It is a very commonly asked question of like, how do we do offerings? What does that look like? And we've actually never had a class on this topic. So I think that Michael's going to kill it. So
yeah,
I'm really excited.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited. I think it's going to be an amazing class. Yeah, so you should join us. As a reminder, you do not have to actually be a member of the Patreon. You can buy the class as a one-off, but that does not become an offering for sale until it goes live. So just be aware of that. Additionally, if you guys want to join us on Coffee Talk to share your stories, your topics, your tips, whatever you want to talk about, you can leave us a voicemail at our phone number, which is 351-207-0799. It does have a 3-minute cutoff, so please just call us back. We're shmush them together.
Shmush them.
Shmush them. Now shmush kiss.
We'll make your segments kiss.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming astrological phases and how you can utilize them in your magical practice. As a reminder, these are not check-ins. These are just, this is what's going on in the sky, and here's some inspiration ideas.
Yes.
As a reminder, we are not going over lunar phases. Yes, I'm going to mention them because that obviously has to do with space. But if you would like to specifically utilize like lunar phases, you got 6 whole seasons that you can dive through to find that. It just is getting a little repetitive, so we're mixing it up. So go on back. The captions have which moon phase it has. That being said, in relationship to when this episode comes out, first we have the full moon in Sagittarius. Again, you can head on back to the several seasons prior. On June 1st, Mercury is entering Cancer. This is a good time to do things like ancestral communication, dream journaling, sleep magic. I know that some people utilize this for kitchen witchcraft. I personally don't really understand utilizing planetary magic with kitchen witchery. I don't know. If you have a way that you would use that, I would love to hear it. I just personally don't. I don't know. I don't want to touch on that because I don't want to speak to it because I don't know that much about it. And overall, this is a good time to work on any and all magic that deals with healing in terms of like our interpersonal relationships. So this would be like family, friendships, loves, etc. Basically, I would focus on communication getting softer, more intuitive, and just taking a little bit of a letting our emotions steer the wheel when it comes to magic and communication.
Yeah.
On June 5th, we have Juno retrograde. Juno is an Asteroid. I know that a lot of people don't necessarily utilize Juno, but I'm talking about it anyway. So on June 5th, this would be a time to focus on things like cord cutting, relationship clarity spells, reworking vows or promises. I don't know. Maybe you want to have like a little last minute hand fasting. Head on down to the courthouse, guys. And then on June 8th, we have the last quarter moon. It's a cleanup moon. It's a good time to do readings that are for endings, releases, uncrosses, getting spiritually organized before the next lunar cycle begins, cleansing baths. Getting rid of energetic attachments. Perhaps you really have been neglecting your altar or your sacred space. This would be a good time to clean that up. Tidy it up some.
Yeah.
And that's
I was going to say about Mercury entering Cancer. I think that would be a really good time. You touched on it about like doing like family communication and like, I know that we don't really talk about magic and spells like in the section, but like maybe doing like a little bouquet for family communication, like making out a baby's breath for innocent like conversation and keeping things light. And you can even add some like daisies in there. And maybe at the bottom of your vase or whatever you're using, like putting like seashells that represent also communication. And I don't know. I like and that. Then it kind of like hides
also,
in the
summer.
Also,
I love when you talk about baby's breath because I know you have such a passion for it. And it's
I
just
love
so,
baby's
cute.
Breath. It's so cute. I love the ones that, not the super tiny ones, but the ones that are like a little bit bigger.
More
you
bloomed.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Fat those, babies.
Those are
fat baby's
favorite.
Breath.
I need to buy more. They're getting expensive. Baby's breath is getting expensive, guys. That's stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
So, every main episode, we'd like to talk about some tarot. Previous seasons, we've gone over individual meanings of cards. We've gone over themes. We've gone over, talking just about tarot, like the whole sections in tarot, like the major arcana, the minor, and the aces, and all of that and what they mean. So if you want any of that, go back to our previous seasons, check them out. But this season, we're going kind of like back to our roots and we're pulling a card kind of like as a reading for everybody, collective reading, and it might not always resonate with you. And that is completely okay. Sometimes we are out of the loop when it comes to collective readings and that is fine. But this time I am using the Botticelli deck. So let's go ahead and see what pops out. Okay. So we have Judgment. And judgment. I view this card as an invitation to get out of the comfort zones that we have created for ourselves that might not exactly be healthy. And we're being what was that?
That was me. That was my stupid little stool. Sorry for having a family heirloom that's dangerous. I don't know what you want from me, girl.
That's dangerous. but kind of like getting outside of our comfort zones and being called to something larger and something larger. Like when we decide to get out of our comfort zones and be just as we are, we can find better community that way and find people that resonate deeply, like with the path that we are on. And it's just being called to something bigger and larger than what we previously thought that we were capable of, or you know, as I said, just being trapped in like putting yourself in a box. I see it a lot actually in the spiritual community when witches like start doing like witchcraft and they want to like go to classes, meet new people who are like-minded. But they also have a lot of dismantling to do when it comes to spirituality due to like maybe, you know, past religious trauma or whatever. And they are having to learn that, you know, you can't put yourself in a box when it comes to witchcraft. It's all about like releasing yourself from the confines of like what society has taught you. But okay, so Robin, any thoughts? Any opinions?
Do I have thoughts? No, there's no thoughts in my head. But judgment in general to me is very much a big reminder that what we put into things is what we have the potential to see come back to us. Mm-hmm. Because it's like this Judgment Day card, like biblically speaking, the thought process of rapture, right, is that if you're a really good Christian and you do all the things and, I mean, you say sorry to God and you get your little crackers, I'm Catholic, then you get to go to heaven, right? And you get to get, like, you sucked up the little water slide tube to the sky when rapture day comes. But you mm-hmm. can't be sucked up into heaven unless you are a good person and you do the things and you say sorry and you tell God you love him so much and you don't sin, right? And so when we take that in a metaphorical aspects, it's very much about like a grounded reminder that, you know, if you don't show up to the gym, you're not going to be physically fit, you know, maybe as much as you want. And mm-hmm. if you don't show up for your magical practice, yeah, it's not going to work. Why would it? Mm-hmm. And it's just like such a huge reminder that like what we put into things is the only way we're going to get anything back.
Yeah, there's definitely big like devil undertones to this card, I feel like.
100%. It's a sinner card. It's a sinner card. But in like a very mundane way, how I view this card is essentially reminding you that if you want a village, you need to be a villager.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sometimes we have to get inconvenienced to have the life that we want, and that's okay. And that's not mm-hmm. necessarily you setting boundaries. That's you isolating and being kind of an asshole. And that is how I view it in a very like collective, mundane sort of way.
Yeah. You also can't wear a mask around people that you want to like connect with because it's going to be superficial. It's not going to mm-hmm. be real. And so you have to go into a community that you want just as you are.
Yep, 100%. This week, we kind of touched on it last main episode, but this week we're going to talk about magical gardening. I've super got into gardening. What can I say? I've got a green thumb. My husband was very impressed with my watermelon crop last year. It was about this big. It was very big. It fed my family for minutes. And don't even get me started on my corn. It kept us fed through the winter. But I've gotten really into gardening in general. And I expanded my garden this year. And I've been trying really hard to, like, not just plant my plants around, like, friend plants. What are those mm-hmm. called? Companion plants.
She spoke about it in Breeding Sweet Glass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The three sisters. Mm-hmm. What is it? Beans, corn, and onions?
I don't remember the third one. I remember beans and corn.
Beans and corn. You know what this means?
We need to read Breeding Sweet Grass again.
I guess we're going to have to. Legally speaking.
Oh, no.
Oh, rats. I would hate for that to happen for me. But I got really into it, and I'm trying to like plan my garden to also be like magically kind of aligned.
I love that.
I've tried to kind of put things in like an elemental layout, and if I can't do it with like what needs to be in there, I try to like plant them in the garden to follow that. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. Have you seen the gardeners that like do like literally set up a pentagram? I have seen those.
I am not that dedicated to the craft.
Well, I also feel like it's smaller. You know what I mean? You have more space to work with, so it makes more sense.
And I'm also like growing a full veggie
You like, are. Fringe. You're growing a whole much,
I'm
so much more.
I'm feeding my family. We're trying to do pumpkins this year. It's going bad so far because of this fuck-ass weather.
I can't imagine the crops this year. Like, I feel like food in general is already messed up due to stuff going on. The weather is definitely not going to help it.
It's bad. Like, this... Okay, we'll get into that when it's not stirring my cauldron, but we'll get into that later. But overall, I'm just trying to do that, so I thought we could talk about it because... It is, after all about me. So I'm going to start off with the question because our first question we have does pertain to you because you're a forager.
Yeah.
The first question that you wrote down is common plants to grow or weeds to pick. And I think you should talk about weeds to pick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. I knew you would love this, you little freak.
I love weeds, guys. Even like the invasive non-native ones, like, you know, go ahead and pick them. But the weeds that we find a lot like around gardens and stuff like that is like clover, which is for luck and even for health. And oh gosh. And then over in the south, like I haven't really seen it anywhere else. I don't know if it grows near you, but it's called cudweed. And you can use that for like love spells and stuff. It's a very ugly plant. Very ugly. But it is, yeah, helpful for like love spells
Wait,
and stuff.
What do
like
you
that.
Mean it's an ugly plant? This is so cool. It looks fuzzy.
It looks slimy in person. Like
slimy?
It's like a green plant covered in white substance. Like it's a very
Is it a part of the milkweed family?
I'm not sure.
I think I have some growing in my yard.
That's so funny. And then in the south we also get a
pretty.
Lot of
That's crazy.
We get a lot of it's called poor man's rope. And we like you can use that for like I know some people use it for like weaving projects, like, you know, mm-hmm. like not weaving baskets so much, but like doing other things with it. But I also like to use that as like just kind of like a tie, like like for like not magic, for getting things to grow, like obviously not when it comes to the garden, but like in life. This plant grows like nobody's business, like, and you think that you will remove it from your garden, but it just like keeps growing back, and it is awful to get rid of.
Crabgrass does that too. Have you ever tried to get crabgrass out of your yard?
Mm-mm.
The roots are like an insane like network. When I was a kid, my dad had to like pull up a crabgrass like yard. Uh-huh. And they had to get, industrial tillers to try to get it out. And they broke the engine on it because the crabgrass weeds were so crazy.
That's crazy. Did I tell you about the time where I got my neighbors mad at me by letting a weed grow so I could harvest it? Uh-huh. I let thistle grow until it blossomed. And because thistle's very good for like protection magic and also storm
magic.
Yeah,
we get thistles in our yard too.
Yeah, like they're so beautiful and they're like bee magnets. Like they're a great plant. Obviously not very fun to step on. But my neighbors got mad at me because, you know, they didn't want it going to seed and like spreading everywhere. But I was
Dear
like,
Diary.
I let it get tall, Robin. Diary. It was like...
How tall? Girl, how tall? Describe it for me. How big was it?
3 feet. 3 feet.
Oh my god.
The bees loved it. Okay. It's beautiful. Like the purple flowers on it are stunning.
They are really pretty.
In the south, we also around fall time, which is so funny because in the south we get a lot of like purple blue flowers, like during like the equinox times, like those liminal times. Mm-hmm. Like we get blue mist flower that grows a lot in our garden that we have to like pull up. Like occasionally, and that's very good for it's so beautiful. Look that one up. And
blue mist.
I use that one. Yeah, I use it for intuition magic and dream magic. But guys, there are so many weeds that you're pulling out of your garden that you should even like throw away. Just like use it for spell work. Then you don't have to like go to, you know, the Botanica or like other, you know, apothecary to go get expensive herbs when you could just use what's already growing on your land. Like there's so many amazing plants out there that are so fun to use. I mean, especially like with dandelions, you have like wish magic like growing in your backyard. Go and get them.
Also,
go get
them while they're sleeping. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're. I don't like eating dandelions.
Wow, you guys, do better. Chat, can we or cancel Maria martini. For this one? I think she's finally done it. So I've got a couple of friends that come over to my house all the time because we love each other and we want to kiss and hold hands, as one does. And I have been trying to pick the weeds to keep their kids from getting hurt. Because I'm like convinced that the thistle, because we get thistle in our yard really bad. And I put our trampoline over where the thistle grows, which I know was not my smartest moment. Okay. I'm literally just a girl. Stop yelling at me. Anyway. But I've been trying to pick that because I am really worried that their kids are going to fall in and then they're not going to want to hang out with us anymore.
But what common plants do you grow for and use them for spell work?
So currently in my garden, I have growing German thyme, sweet basil, marigolds.
Love.
I do feed my friends pretty well. Marissa's in the chat. I do feed you well. Lavender. I've got purple sage growing this year, which is a new one for me, but it's supposed to work magically like garden sage, table sage, but it's supposed to be better for the climate that I'm in. Time will tell. And then I'm also growing like poppies and wildflowers. Currently, my green onions are out of control and they're all flowering.
I love using poppies for like spell work.
Me fucking too. So Maria's been to my house, but at my house, the garden, my friend Lizzie she owned this house first. And she and her husband built this like caged in vegetable garden thing that I've just expanded on. And in the front of it, when you get like when you have the door, there's like just kind of a big open area. And I planted a fuck pot of poison my. Husband with it. I'm going to give my husband opium. Finally, I can cash the life insurance. Admission of guilt. Anyway, aside from that little sidetrack that I took us on, I've been really trying hard to plant stuff so that way they like the vegetables face the different nodes aligned best astrologically with growing them because I'm a dork.
No, I love that. That's beautiful.
Thanks. I also, and I feel we're gonna like put a lot of plants fence that, like, up in the backyard probably in autumn. And I want to plant nothing but flowers that are dedicated to, like, community and, like, friendship and all that. So that way, like, when the kids and stuff all come over, because, like, we do a lot of play dates with our friends. I really be telling these people to just come over to my house and knit with me while our kids, like, roll in the mud. I want, like, just the whole backyard to have that, like, environment that's just, like, relaxed and chill and welcoming and great.
I like that.
Side note, I had to explain to my 4-year-old what the Holocaust was the other day.
What? What a side note.
That just made me think of all the friends being in our backyard. The fact that I had to, like, be like, well, let's talk about the Holocaust. Not actually. He had questions about something else, and then his dad made a fucking shitty remark. And then I had to talk about the Holocaust. Anyway, don't ask how my brain works, Maria. Like,
but no, like, even like how you say that you're like planting, like, oh, sorry, hiccup, but like the things and like different for the different cardinal directions and things like that. Mm-hmm. But like, I planted my chase tree in front of the home, which connects to Hera, who is the goddess of family. And yeah, and I planted it because of, like, making a happy family. And I think, like, you know, even considering, like, where you're putting trees in your yard or shrubs and what they represent could be very helpful, like, magically wise. You have, like, permanent spells, like, on your land.
100%. Also, like, if you live in a really small area that, like, you can't have a crazy garden for some reason, you can make planting, like, really small. Like, you can keep rue growing at your doorways just to, like, keep, like, wards up and keep your energy for your home at the level at which one would perhaps want. You can do the same with mullein. You can grow mullein to keep spirits away.
I'm so jealous of your mullein that just, like, randomly grows. Yeah. It doesn't grow anywhere
girl
around
like
me.
Like, my mullein stalks. What's up?
I know. When I got there, I was
she's
like,
she's trying to kiss me.
Look at the mullein.
Yeah, bitch.
I can't even find mugwort around there.
I've got an invasive weed in my yard. You're super jealous. I get it.
I am, actually.
I've made a lot of hag torches with that shit. And then I've burned them. And the last time I made hag torches with them, I accidentally used paraffin wax instead of beeswax. And my whole house stunk.
Oh, I hate that. It smelled like a Walmart
paraffin
candle.
Wax, listen, it's such a useful tool, but it stinks.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's toxic, too, for my little baby nostrils. I don't know. My body is rejecting it. But yeah, I don't like paraffin wax. And the fact that I used that and I was just not thinking. And then as soon as it was all done and I went and lit the first one, I was like, oh, no, mistakes have been made.
That sucks. I can only imagine the smell.
The only thing I really want to talk about for this episode that we haven't already for, like, this main segment is I want to talk about meadowscaping and why it's important.
Let's hear it.
So witchcraft at its core, and paganism more specifically, is very much about the relationship that we have with the land and the energy on it. Whether you view it from an animist standpoint and you are looking at your relationship with, like, land spirits, or you're using, like, a universal standpoint where your relationship is with the universe and you're manipulating energy or deities or whatever, right? No matter what viewpoint that you are looking at witchcraft, magic, occultism, paganism from, there is an energy exchange. And energy, the majority of energy on the planet comes from the earth, trees, nature, everything like that. If you are in America, which I have to assume you are, not because I think that the the whole world is America, but because the majority of our listener demographic is from America, you are probably very familiar with the fact that a lot of us have grasses, grass yards, etc. And there's a lot of reasons why we have to keep them, whether it's your HOA or you just live in an area where grass is abundant. But if you don't and you have this grass that uses a ridiculous amount of water, you don't have an HOA, I would love to encourage all of our listeners to start meadowscaping, where they take native plants to their area and they create a meadow in their yard instead that is there to produce attractants, pollens, food, etc. for butterflies, bees, bugs, wildlife, because our planet is fucking dying. And a big contributor to that, not the only contributor before somebody tries to cancel me, is the fact that bees are fucking dying because we keep killing bees. So instead, I would like to encourage anyone who has the time, ability, and space to meadowscape, let their gardens be filled with local native wildlife and or wildflowers and plants to just sustain not only the water consumption that you're using in your area, but also the wildlife there, because if we don't have bees, we don't have food.
Yeah,
it's true. And it and sucks because my chase tree is typically a bee magnet, like our neighbors like comment on all the time. And every single year we've seen less and less bees. I remember the first year that it bloomed, like we had it was crazy how many bees were all over that thing. You could hear it from like far away. And now like we might have like maybe 30 at a time on the tree, and it's pretty big, and it's just really sad.
It's super sad. And the thing is that I am super self-aware of the fact that not everybody has the ability, for a whole variety of reasons, to do meadowscaping. But if you do, it's usually like really low cost to get started, because you just need to get seeds from your area. You have to perhaps do a little bit of research. And yeah, it's going to take a little bit of while for those seeds to, you know, really root and have like a thriving environment. But I do encourage it, because the planet is fucking dying. And if the planet is dead, what are we doing any of this for?
And also for an HOA, there's so many ways. I live in an HOA. So there's so many ways to kind of like stick it to the man by like the literally, we don't water our yard and we let like weeds grow like occasionally. We don't like put down anything like really harmful for plants. Like if we need to pick weeds, we'll literally use the like grandpa, like, you know, little weed puller and like pull them out if we need to.
I don't know what that is, but I'm excited for you and your
you would love it. You have to bend over
journey.
And you just like you pin, it's like kind of like a garbage clip. Ooh, but instead, fun. You get the roots. Yeah, you dig into the soil and pull it out by the roots.
You're going to have to link me it. You're going to have to.
It's literally, I think, called the Grandpa Weed Puller.
But that's anyways. Really funny. But, watch, it's not. It's called like some like really formal name. They're like, Grandpa fucking who, Maria?
Yeah, we literally, we don't over consume water at the house, and we definitely let our backyard get a little wild. Like we let honeysuckle grow on our back fence and let native plants and weeds like take root. Like they have a problem with our backyard, they can bite me because we live like right next to the forest. So I don't they know what they would
bite me, bro.
Yeah, literally.
Well, I don't have an HOA because I live in the middle of fucking nowhere. I could do whatever I want. whatever I want. But I do, so like I do recognize that I have a lot of privilege in that, and I don't want to like come off as like being judgmental, because I'm not judgmental. I do understand that there are so many reasons that people cannot do that. But if you can, I encourage you to do it, because
do it.
There is nothing that is a better energy exchange for the land you live on than nurturing it with what it wants.
Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful. Like, people create like pathways through their meadow, like meadow yard. And you can get little bee cups.
Have you seen that company that does the UV resin bee cups? And you can like put them out so the bees can drink water.
So cute.
So cute. I've thought about getting some of those from my garden. Mm-hmm. But then Francis was like, just why are you doing that? We have so many things for the bees to drink from. And I'm just like, God, just let a girl live.
Let me be whimsical.
Oh, no.
He just
anything
like,
you want to know?
Babe, do we need to spend $50 on bee cups? And I was like, babe, why don't you shut up? I don't know. He wants me dead. We're learning a lot.
So, Maria, what's stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
So, I don't know. I feel like this year I'm getting a bunch of my creative juices back and have been like doing more artsy stuff, like creative writing and journaling more and really planning out like creative projects for the future. And it's like kind of like giving my zest for life back a little bit, which is nice in this like hellscape.
Zest for life. God. Look,
it's been rough out here.
Oh my God.
It's been
her
awful.
Zest for life, folks.
Yeah. Because it like earlier this year, it was not there. It's like, this is pre-apocalyptic times.
It still is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. But now we're going to be whimsical.
Now we're medicated.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. It's really funny because you see a bunch of people like going back to, using older things of technology and stuff like that to kind of like fight AI and doing more like doing more things that are physical, like, you know, getting away from their computers, getting away from their smartphones, not recording everything. And we're going back to this whole like, well, some of us, but like this 90s headspace of like, oh, we don't need that. Like, we'll use it occasionally. And yeah, I don't know. I really hope something good comes out of it because we like the whole, you know, AI being driven into the ground because it's too expensive is so funny and so good. So, yeah. Oh, no. I hope more good happens.
Me too. And also, fuck AI.
Yeah.
So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron right now?
Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, you're
answer,
so welcome.
The answer is this fuck-ass weather. This fuck-ass weather. It is, first of all, what is going on with my hair right now? I just noticed myself. I'm looking very much like everyone's mom in 1997.
Which we love that. We love it. It's a vibe.
I'm about to smoke a Virginia Slim and tell you to go the fuck outside and not talk to me.
That. Yum.
Get the fuck outside, Brittany.
Mama needs time with her
Mama
smutty
needs her
book.
Margs. Sorry.
Anyway, bodice ripper. It's bodice ripper
time. I feel like I'm
time.
Accidentally projecting a lot of my own childhood trauma directly into the chat. Anyway. Mommy needs her Vicodins. She's going to take a nap. Anyway, what is not stirring my cauldron right now is this fuck-ass weather. It's this fuck-ass weather. It is. So it was 93, 92 degrees.
Same here.
Like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
It's currently raining and 47 out.
It's
and June
crazy.
Is in just a couple days. So
insane. It is so bad because even here, like it's been... We didn't get rain for like 2 months and now it's raining every single day. And the temperature went from 90 to like 70s and now it's supposed to go down to the 60s. And it's weird. Weird.
And like, everything's the thing is that I actually, like, to stay on topic with the episode, I'm actually extremely worried about my garden because of it.
Fair. More than fair.
What do you fucking mean? We have a expected low of 43 this weekend. What do you fucking mean? So, yeah, I'm just really not that happy about that.
That's fair. A lot of hard work goes into our garden.
Thank you. I've been working really hard and my carrots are not sprouting. That's another reason that I'm not happy. I've dumped 6 bags of carrot seeds into this fucking garden bed. Prepped it with everything because last year my carrots were real tiny. So I prepped it this year with sand, really got it loose, really got it ready, and not a single fucking seed has sprouted. And it has been a month. And I'm like, fuck this weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stupid. Anyway, I will not be feeding my family a Peter Rabbit in winter.
Oh, no.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This could be anything from social media accounts, shops, books, artists, other podcasts, just anything that we are fucking with at the moment. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with?
Oh, you're going to love these.
I'm really excited to be in love with it.
Damn_good_ceramics on Instagram, and the stuff that they make is so cute, like evil little black and white QPs. And
okay, good news, bad news for you.
What?
Good news is I do love it. Bad news is I've already been following them for a minute.
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned them.
I know. Well, I mean, I get overwhelmed with how many amazing ceramics there are, and I have to pick one.
People are so talented. People are so talented. It is frustrating. But these things are so cute and adorable, and I really would like one.
They had
myself,
a pinhead QP doll head for a while that I really wanted. And I don't know if they still have it, but I wish to have it.
Yeah, I would like one of their mugs, like one of the bat ones. Super cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know. People are so talented and making cute stuff that I will never get because, as we said, ceramics are expensive and we always miss the drops. So.
We always miss the drops.
Always. Yeah.
It's very annoying.
And this is an artist from Ukraine, too. So worthy. Put your, help, money.
Yes.
But how about you? Who are you loving?
My pick is a creator called Golden Hour Goods. Specifically, what I was rocking with is they do these like drop bead tapestry things. Very like 70s door frame drop bead art. And it's very cute.
See, that is so cute. Oh, I love those. Those are very cute. I've actually been wanting to do a drop bead, like
me too,
in my kitchen right there, like putting one right there.
I want to do one in my bedroom to my like to from, you know how my bedroom is like the bedroom and then there's that like pocket door that goes to our bathroom walk-in closet thing. Mm-hmm. I want to do one there.
That would be very cute.
And that'd be really cute. Like
yeah. And I also want to get like the car seat beads too. Let's just take it all the way back to like the 70s.
Our listener submission this week is I'm going to call them a scent creator because they do like body sprays, body butters, but they also do like candles called Braywick Lane.
These are cute.
They're really cute. And everything is like Halloween themed. I had a little looky-loo at their Etsy and I was like, mayhaps I'll be purchasing some of this. specifically, they have a body spray called Cemetery or something like that. Graveyard. Uh-huh. And one of the notes is sweetgrass. And I love the smell of sweetgrass. So I am into That's the amazing. Idea of that.
The shop is very cute.
Yeah. As a reminder, if you've got a shop, artist, photographer, podcast, book, friggin' whatever that you are rocking with right now that you think that people would love to, learn about, shoot us a DM, shoot us an email, shoot us anything. Let us know. Let's get your peeps out here, guys.
Yes, please.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. We hope to see you again on Friday, June 5th for our next Coffee Talk episode, or June 12th for the 8th episode of Season 7. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us on May 30th for our class with Michael Cardenas of The Old Ways for his class on Offering 101.
Yes, and additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions, and we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself.
Mm-hmm. And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from. We love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but really rating us at all helps us to be seen by others, so that way we can have more people join our little Coffee and Cauldrons crew. Thank you to everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you.
Yeah, again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere,
and I'm Maria from Magic with Maria Everywhere.
All right, ready?
Yep.
One,
two,
three.